Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Hey, After Buzzers, we are talking about episode 9 of The Bold Type after Tequila Sunrise. Stick around.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, After Buzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Stronger than yesterday.
Everybody in this episode is stronger than yesterday, and they are not letting fear get in the way of their dreams or what they really want in life.
They're bold, the bold type.
They are
the
bold as ever. Well, hey guys, we are back to recap another episode of The Bold Type, which we are so obsessed with, obviously, and cannot believe we are one episode away from the season finale.
So sad.
Guys, it's almost over.
It's really upsetting.
It's so sad. Guys, I mean, we've been hanging out, chatting on Tuesdays for 10 weeks now. Almost 10 weeks now. What am I going to do without you guys?
Time flies when you have fun.
I know.
Seriously.
Because it went by super fast.
Super fast.
And I feel like these girls are my best friends.
I know. Oh my gosh. Well, before we get into it, I want to introduce all these lovely ladies. Where can they find you on social media? Kia, where can they find you?
Hey guys, I'm Nakia Monet, and you can find me on all social media at Kiki Boom. Boom.
Devin.
What's up, guys? It's Devin Howard. You can find me on all social media at Dining with Devin.
Carla.
Hi, guys. I'm Carla Beltran, and you can find me on Instagram at Carla B Travels and on Twitter at Carla Beltran with an R at the end.
And hey, guys. It's your host, Allie Nasta. You can find me on Twitter at Allie Nasta and on Instagram at Allie Girl. And, of course, make sure to follow AfterBuzz TV on all social media platforms. And just a quick note, we just want to thank you guys so much for your support. And we actually have some really exciting news here at AfterBuzz. Whether you're a new listener or a longtime AfterBuzz fan, you know that we're the world's number one destination for TV coverage. Starting next month, we'll be expanding our content beyond just after shows to bring you a whole new slate of content, formats, and guests. It's going to be super exciting. Our after shows aren't going anywhere, so don't be sad. They're not going anywhere. They're simply evolving. Most of our shows that you love only air for part of the year, but during the rest of the year, these shows have news that constantly is breaking, and we want to talk to you about it. So kind of as the ESPN of TV talk, and we know it's our job to cover it. We'll have in-depth coverage shows for comedy, drama, animated, truly anything you can imagine. Nothing's really off limits here. And given our no limits approach to TV coverage, we realize that sometimes it's just hard to find the shows that you love. And so we've listened to that, and we're restructuring the website so the shows in our platform to make it kind of easier for you guys to find what you're looking for so we can kind of provide that to you. Our YouTube channel will be divided into 9 sections by genre, dramas, comedies, reality, reality competition, wrestling and sports, animation, sci-fi, fantasy, superheroes, red carpets, and lastly, our own featured and original content. There's a lot to be excited about, but it's not going to happen overnight. It's going to take us a lot of time. And as we develop, we'll be experimenting to kind of cater to your TV desires, which means your participation and feedback will be really essential to deliver these custom shows. And to keep everything up to date with everything, we want to make sure that you sign up for our monthly newsletter launching in September, which is just a couple days away, and check out our AfterBuzz show weekly with Megan Stecker. So I know that was kind of a lot of information, so if you have any questions at all, feel free to comment below. We'd be happy to, you know, answer any questions you may have. But we're really excited.
Yeah,
there's going to be so much more content for you guys to kind of see from all your hosts here at AfterBuzz. It's going to be so much fun. So
you killed that girl.
Well, thank you. Well, now with all that exciting news, let's lead into the excitement of today's episode, which I feel like the theme was kind of what Jacqueline had stated with her talking to Kat about how fear holds us back because we don't want to kind of challenge ourselves because it scares the crap out of us. So I guess kind of starting off with that, you know, Jane's doing this pro.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
List with trying to figure out if she's going to take the new job. Obviously, knowing what we know now, did you guys expect her to accept the job offer?
No.
And that was very surprising. Because Scarlett's been her dream forever. And now here she is, like, you know, taking a very risky job.
Right. And not only that, but I mean, it was her goal to become a writer, and especially become a writer for Scarlett. So I didn't think that she would take a risk and go somewhere completely new that she never even imagined of working at.
Right. I think it was just kind of shocking because obviously we've seen that she really enjoys the political content, but I think I just wasn't expecting her to really only want to do that or be just a political vertical. You know what I mean? I thought that she liked that Scarlett was the fashion sense, and, you know, just eight episodes ago on the pilot, or nine episodes ago now on the pilot, we saw her be so excited about getting this writing role, which she hasn't even been in for that long. So has she truly challenged herself in this lane is what I'm kind of asking myself.
I was thinking about that. I'm like, I thought that she would at least fight a little bit, because you get this new role at Scarlett, the place that you always wanted to be at. And just because you got a few no's doesn't mean that you can't fight for what you want. And she has that strong personality. So I just assume that she's like, all right, Jacqueline said no now, but maybe if I come back, she'll give me the opportunity or the chance, or maybe I can have the chance to grow. So I was a little shocked that she took the job. I'm like, I feel like you're giving up way too easy.
Yeah, and I think that since, like, we're all saying, she just recently started. So I know that sometimes when you start a job, you want to go in and you want to give your full out. But that's not how it works. You have to build that trust with your boss, and you have to make sure that you're doing the work to get there. Sometimes you might have to do work that you don't enjoy. Like, this is the very first time she's ever had to write the quiz. So I don't think it was like the end of the world. Like, when you start, you can't expect to start at the top from anywhere. When you start something, you have to start from the bottom and work your way up. I agree. If you, like, for her, she's just like, well, no, I don't want to work my way up. I want to be at the top from the beginning, which I think is what she thinks about Insight. I think that she thinks that by going by to Insight, she's going to be at the top because this is what she talks about. But I'm pretty sure it's not going to be like that.
I think it's great that they put that on the show, because I feel like us millennials, that's the flack that we get from a lot of older people, a lot of older generations, because they feel like our generation, we want to do it and we don't actually experience it, whereas generations before us worked hard and they experienced it. So I'm happy they showed it, but I agreed 100% with what you're saying.
Yeah. I think we could have seen this coming, though. I remember a couple episodes ago, I was saying, isn't it sad how Jane is always, like, so upset about every assignment she gets?
Right. Yeah.
Like, even though she loves Scarlett, I think she loves the idea of Scarlett. And the job itself wasn't actually fulfilling her as much as she hoped it would.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's comfortable, and she has her best friends there, and it's glamorous, and it's been her dream, but she's definitely, you know, more into, like, serious hard news, and Scarlett's not the place for
that. What I was thinking. I'm like, as a writer, aren't you used to writing different things? Like, I feel like if you wanted to do the hard news, I guess maybe this is a learning experience, you would go to, like, a news place, because she claimed that she grew up on Scarlett, but I think that is a part of growing. Maybe she thought this is where she wanted to be, and when she actually got there, she's like, you know what, I actually want to talk about more serious things and more political things. So that's something that I also was going back and forth with.
Right.
I'm like, all right, maybe she is just growing up and
she
wants to talk about feminists and feminist problems and political things.
No,
I was just going to say, I loved what you just said about how maybe she thought this is what she wanted, and really she's just doesn't, it's not her anymore. It doesn't fit what she's, like, she's growing. She's having growing pains. And sometimes, you know, 5 months, a year, you're not, like, especially in such early stages in your career, you're really not the same person from when you start a job, you know.
That's true.
You know what I mean? Think about just a year ago and how different you may have been. I mean, if you got this job and Jane's been working there for a while, maybe she's just realizing, I love Scarlett. I love everything it has to embody in a job, but maybe it's time for me to spread my wings and see what's beyond there. Because it's not like she would be leaving on bad terms. You know, she probably could always come back if that was an option.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. And Devin, what were you going to say?
Oh, I was just going to say how her character has evolved interestingly over the season. Because I think when we first started watching, she seemed, you know, kind of just like playful and a little bit not shallow necessarily, but I didn't expect her to ever become the person that was passionate about feminism and politics. Mm-hmm. And so seeing that kind of come out more and more, she's really come into her own. And I think that that's probably even surprising herself. She wasn't introduced to us as like the passionate activist,
right?
You know?
Right. That was kind of Kat's role.
It was
right.
Kat's
I can
role.
See them
totally.
Switch. Like I can see Kat going for like the inside job, but not Jane,
right? Yeah.
But I guess it is a part of growing. Peyton, fifth girl in the chat, said Jane may like working at Insight at first, but then she may regret it.
Yeah, I think that's going to probably be a struggle if we get a season two. Which I mean, let's all like cross our fingers and hopefully we'll get a season two.
Hashtag
I know.
Type
I mean, it's freaking guys, it's freaking me out that we've got one episode left. What can happen?
That's
and what are we going to get?
Yeah, I can't deal with that. I have anxiety.
It's crazy.
I don't want to leave the bowl type.
Yeah, and I'm almost wondering. If maybe this will probably be my prediction later, but I'm wondering if whatever we see next episode, maybe it deters her from, like, maybe she'll rescind her off, I mean, her acceptance from Insight. But going on to other things, dealing with jobs, we've got Pinstripe that gets fired. And
he reaches
out to Jane, out of all people, to ask basically for comfort.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What did you guys think
rooting,
of that?
I was always rooting for them. I like them together.
Yeah, I like them
so
together
cute.
Too.
I like
They're
how
really
I like
cute
how
couple.
He, sorry. I was gonna say I like how he told her like stop overthinking it. Like that's why I called you. Avi, I like you.
Right.
Stop pushing me away. I think that's like the vibe he was trying to give her. Totally. But I love that he called her like, hey, so what's happening?
I know
he didn't say it, but
do you prefer texting or calls? Have we talked about this before? Calls. Yeah.
It depends. Like in a serious situation like that, a call. But like regular, I'd rather you text me.
But like I have to be honest, if I'm dating a guy, my mom always laughs at me for this. If I'm dating a guy who I don't know, like it's really new, and I'll be like, oh my god, he's calling me.
Yeah.
She's like, so answer it.
I'm like, just text me, and then maybe I'm at work or doing something.
Yeah.
Then I can text you or call you back. I'm not a phone person. Mm. I'm even like that with my mom. I'm like, my mom will text me, and then she'll just call me. I'm like, girl. Just text me. But if it's a serious conversation, then I prefer the phone.
Gotcha.
Or I think if it's someone that you really like, then you like talking on the phone.
Yeah. I just think it's like, it's kind of like, you know, it's almost like chivalry, you know, like someone opens the door for you. They're calling me. Oh my gosh, this is great. It means that they actually want to hear your voice. And it's not just a mindless text that they're just shooting off to maybe five other people.
It's nice.
I feel like for me, it's a little bit more personable. I thought that was really nice that Pinstripe is kind of opening up, and I think he's regretting his decision, especially now that he's not going to be in this
office,
like this line of work where he's not going to have to, maybe he'll get a political career as well. You know, I think he's just realizing, I think he's growing up and realizing, wow, I had a great girl, like, some guys may realize, you know, lost that one. So I'm thinking that he has time to really kind of bring this back, this relationship back, which I'm excited about. And I don't know about you guys, but it was so fun to see him in a fun, playful atmosphere with her friends, because before we've only seen it with Jane and himself like in a bedroom.
Yeah. And they're always serious. Official Seaside says Pinstripe isn't the free and easy boy we thought he was. He's really into Jane.
Yes.
Totally agree.
100%. He missed her. 100% he missed her.
I think he didn't think he would have feelings for her.
Yeah.
I want to date him.
Right.
Pinstripe, if you're listening,
Pinstripe,
Devin wants
to
date
single.
You.
Yeah.
She's a great catch too. 100%. You should date her. Ask her out on a date.
She makes fantastic food.
Yes.
So
the best vegan food.
Yeah, Pinstripe, call me.
Oh my gosh.
Sell yourself to Pinstripe, go.
So Pinstripe, I love to travel. I love animals. And I do like to eat food. I feel like I'm blushing. Anyway, I'm really nice.
She's awesome.
She's great.
Beautiful.
She is awesome.
I love this background
music. Hashtag Devin wants to meet Pinstripe.
Yes.
Slide in Devin's DM.
It's Dining with Devin, in case you were wondering.
Yes. What's his real name? Someone, we need to figure this out. Because
yeah, does anybody in the chat know what his real name is? I mean, on the show, he's Ryan.
I just saw it, I think, on Twitter.
While you search, I do want to give a shout out to Stephen Conrad Moore. He plays Oliver on the show, Sutton's Boss. And he gave us a shout out on Twitter.
Oh my gosh. Thank you so much.
So shout out to him. The fact that he's watching us. He says, by the way, if you aren't watching the Bold Type recap with the ladies at AfterBuzz, you are missing out.
Oh my gosh, that is amazing.
This is why we don't want to leave the Bold Type.
I know.
It's like one big family.
Yeah.
Official Seaside says, I'll date Devin, okay?
Hey, Official Seaside.
I can't find it right now, but we need to find out Pinstripe.
David, we are not thirsty for Pinstripe. He's just hot. It doesn't make you thirsty.
Oh my gosh.
Hashtag I love Devin. Yes, Devin.
Yes. That's a new hashtag.
We'll get it trending.
Hashtag I love Devin.
We'll get it trending. Oh my gosh. Well, I mean, it was kind of fun to see them in the office. They all got stuck because Trump was at a restaurant that closed down the street. But I always find it so interesting that their office is like their house. It's like they can just party and whip out the alcohol and get drunk. I would be nervous.
I think it depends on the company. Because I remember working for a startup company and we were that comfortable where like we would have meetings and their whole thing was like, drink, here's some things. Like we would have bottles in our desk. Our boss would be like, why are you guys not drinking on it? But that's just like a startup company. Obviously, like Scarlett's supposed to be Cosmo, but it's huge.
Right.
And they work for Time Warner, I believe. So it depends on the company you work for.
Right.
Especially in New York City. But at my old job, we had bottles in our desk Thursday and Friday. We would, after a certain time, of course, 5 p.m. And every meeting we had on a Thursday, they always gave us, like, wine to be safe.
Well, apparently, I could be completely wrong, but I've heard that you're allowed, like, by law to have, one drink, during your work hours.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Well, that's the case. Well, I'll give it a try.
Like, not during your work hours, but, like, during the time that you're working, like, you could take, like, maybe a 15-minute break and have, like, a drink.
What a happy hour.
So maybe we should have a drink during our work hours here.
Next week we should have a glass of champagne to toast.
Yes. You know what? Yes. Let's do that.
We definitely will toast.
We'll be toasting.
Yeah. And I mean, it's just so funny, but like that was like giving me anxiety, just them getting drunk in the office and then them being in Jacqueline's office. Oh my gosh. When she sat down in the chair, I just thought,
touching her stuff.
I know.
Because, I mean, sitting in your boss's chair is like, that's crossing some lines.
Mm-hmm. That's personal. That's like her little area. That's like her home. And then like, she doesn't know they're going through her stuff and son's on the treadmill. That's something I would totally do. Like, I would like test out everything.
But she fell.
I'm like, that's me falling on your face on the treadmill.
That is one of my biggest fears. Every time I'm on a treadmill, I'm like, if I eat it, like, I'm done. Like, I'm gonna walk out of here and I'm not gonna talk to anybody.
Like, nope, I'm good.
Was there a treadmill in her?
She walks, she goes on the desk.
That's true.
And then out of all things, she leaves her pro and pro list, because it's not a pro con, it's a pro list, in the office. I'm like, rookie mistake.
Open.
And mistake.
Question for the chat. This was frustrating us. Why did you not get it before you went home?
Hello.
I know.
Why did you wait for the morning?
When they go to the elevator, I'm thinking to myself, okay, maybe it's in her bag already.
Right.
So when she gets to the office early to pick it up, I'm like, girl, why didn't you just go back when Jacqueline, I'm sure her
door
office
was open.
Door doesn't lock.
Right.
And so, I don't know. That was really weird.
I thought it was maybe Jacqueline had it, and I thought that's why she was like, Jane, that's a great quiz, is to do the, what was it, when you are done with your...
Your job.
When it's time to move on from your job. I just thought that was like her way. Because you know how Jacqueline kind of always has these roundabout ways to kind of get information out of people? I thought that she already knew. And so she was just kind of playing games with them.
I think she read it.
I think so too.
I think she read it. That's what she was saying, all that like
innuendo
stuff to her. Like,
she's like testing her.
Do something that would like scare the shit out of you. And yes, you should totally. Yeah. I'm like, okay, Jacqueline's definitely seen the book. And I think she wanted to test Jane.
Yeah, and before she left, I thought that when they were talking about the quiz, which was really interesting, is she said, when it's time to move on from your job, she said usually it's when your employer doesn't give you adequate opportunities to grow. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was really important because I was just trying to think. I mean, so far, all of the girls have gotten adequate, I can't say the word today, opportunities to grow. And I was just kind of wondering, I was like, well, maybe Jane hasn't had those steps, and that's why she's Like, maybe she needed to have this talk with Jane or with Jacqueline before she kind of looked for other opportunities.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, because I think Jacqueline would have been like, wow, I didn't realize I was not challenging you enough, right, or something. I mean, but at the same time,
I feel like Jacqueline, that's all Jacqueline does. Right. I feel like Jacqueline,
and she's
always like,
challenging her, and she's always pushing her to her limits because she knows she can do more.
Mm-hmm. So you know what I'm thinking? Maybe this is kind of what you're saying already, but I think she gave her the quiz assignment knowing that she wasn't going to want to write a quiz. And, you know, like, to kind of push her. Because I think she sees all of the potential that Jane has. And she sees her passion. Right. And she knows that doing the quiz is even worse than doing the butt facial article or whatever it is, you know.
No, I totally agree with you. Because when she even pitched her story, Jacqueline's like, great, and gave it to Alex. And I think you're right. That's why she probably... Because Jacqueline's always quizzing them and testing the girls to see, like, how far they're going to push themselves, if they really want this, if this is something that they're hungry for.
You're right.
And I think she sees herself in Jane, and she sees a young woman who's hungry and really loves this, but I think she feels like Jane doesn't push herself hard enough. Mm-hmm. And I think she wants her to do that. That's why I think when she's seen her notebook, she's like, oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is a great quiz. I'm like, okay, she's definitely testing Jane right now.
Honestly, having a boss like that would stress me out so much. Like, all these roundabout ways to kind of get people to make the right choice, I'd constantly be wondering.
I'm like, just tell me!
Yeah, like, does she mean this or does she mean this? I would stress so much. Right.
But I think maybe, too, like, when you're in it, you don't realize it's happening to you. But, like, for us, we're, like, kind of, like, you know, flies on the wall to this. But so then we, like, know the inside scoop. But at the time, you'd be like, well, I don't know that she's doing that. But very interesting. Another juicy thing that was going on the chat.
So Becca says, hey guys, I'll be back next week. I said a lot then. But Vidra says, when Pinstripe got up to get his notepad, she thought he grabbed the book. That's, and everyone in the chat is agreeing, like, oh, we thought he grabbed the book.
But they were in the conference room. They weren't in her office. I noticed that because I was like, I thought when he said,
box. Okay.
Yeah, because I thought he was going to go up and get it too, but then when I realized they were in the conference room, because they were all the snacks were on the table.
Oh. And also, it was not the same notepad.
It wasn't.
Yeah, hers was a notebook. That was a notepad.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
So thanks, close, guys. So close.
Also, just to add on to that, how annoying was Sutton when she was like, that's a great idea. Oh. Yeah. Let's talk about it.
I'm like, that's the tequila talking.
Yeah. Yes.
You know, you give your friend that look like, girl,
I'm going to kill you.
Like, stop talking.
Yeah.
No thanks. But man, Sutton and Alex, we knew it. It was gonna happen. They did it. They kissed. They kissed. They kissed. They kissed.
It happened.
Carla is upset.
Carla was mad because she ignored a call from Richard.
Yes, she ignored
like
Richard.
Two calls.
Yeah, and like the two calls and the text message and. And then she goes with Alex.
Yeah. Carla is not here for this.
I mean, we could kind of see that coming the whole episode. Yes. We knew as soon as alcohol was involved, they were going to talk. Because something that I was so frustrated about is that ever since he said the words, like, if you didn't have anybody, I'd, like, kiss you right now or whatever. Mm-hmm. I was like, so are you just going to ignore it? Are you going to act like it didn't happen?
Right.
And now that he knows that she's single, I was like, it's only a matter of time.
Mm-hmm. I knew, man, but we knew that was going to happen.
I knew it was going to happen. Knew that I was going to be devastated when it happened. And I also, like, I'm devastated about how it happened. Because when she woke up in the morning, she was, like, surprised at what she had done. It wasn't like a, oh my gosh, this was great, like, hey, like, I'm moving on. It was more like, oh my goodness, like, what did I do type of thing.
Can I just say the chat is said they are here for Salix.
No!
Salix for life. I will say, even though I knew it would happen, but I think, you know, it was alcohol involved.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
She was lonely, but because they've both kind of flirted on and off with each other, I think this is something that she wanting to experience. Not saying that she's madly in love with Alex. Mm-hmm. I think this is just something where she's like, you know, I always wonder what it was like. He told me that he liked me. We've been drinking. You know, drinking tequila and have that cute little romantic moment outside of the cab. I knew she was going to grab him and put him in the cab. I'm like, they're going to do it. They're going to have sex. They're going to do it. Now, she may regret it. We're going to see next episode. Right. She may be scared or she may get awkward around Alex. He may be awkward. We don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But
I just think I'm like, oh no, because Alex really likes her.
He does, and she doesn't.
She doesn't like him at all.
I feel like to her, it's like, oh, thanks for the sex. It was awesome. And he's going to be like, oh, okay, would you like to go on a date?
Well, and it's just, yeah, and it's like she still loves Richard. No she doubt does. About it, she's yes. in love with Richard. And something that I think it was Jane brought up, if it was meant to be with Richard, do you think it'd be this hard?
Right.
What are your guys' thoughts on that statement?
I agree with it.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I was going to say anything that's good is worth fighting for.
Yeah, yes. And anything that's worth having, it doesn't come easy.
I agree with that, and I also agree with... Like, I'm all for, like, fighting for what you love, mm-hmm. but I'm also here for, like, signs. I'm a sign person where it's like, okay, if that door's closed, mm-hmm. why do I keep trying to open it?
Right.
Not saying this is what's happening with them, but I'm both. Like, I agreed with Jane, but then I'm like, well, wait, if it's really, like, meant to be, you're going to fight for this love. But if it's not, if there's, like, five doors closing in my face,
right.
maybe that's a sign from God or whoever's up. Above, I like to say that just in case, I don't know, that maybe this is not the person I'm supposed to be with.
Right. But I feel like it hasn't been to that point. You right. know, I feel like it was more of like they had this experience together where her friends came over and it wasn't really pleasant because right. he realized how young they were and he realizes the risks like at work. And so does she, you know, because she just started at this position. So she knows that if anybody would be out, it would be her. So it's more about just work. I don't think it's been one thing after the other, after the other, after the other, where
but
like
don't you
it's
think,
been like often.
Even though it's work, right? I don't know if Sutton's looking at it like this, but don't you think, like, if it's meant to be, it's going to come together? Mm-hmm. Like, he's going to be like, you know what? I actually really like this girl. I'm in love with this girl. I'm just going to tell my job.
Yeah.
I'm out.
I agree.
You know, like.
Yeah. I agree on that. Like, I think that if, like, if it's going to be something that's too challenging, I feel like there's a reason that you're not supposed to be together. I kind of think, I had the thing, like, if he's not going to text you back, then it wasn't meant to be.
Yeah.
Like, if you can, if. And that's like, I mean, because I always respond to people. So if they're not going to respond to me and then, you know what I mean? Like, I just, then that's okay. Then that's not going
to
work out.
Like, I was waiting for him to come downstairs in the elevator. Right. I'm like, oh, he's going to just come and be like, girl, why are you not answering my text?
And that's kind of how I feel about Richard. I'm like, he's not making too much of an effort. If he really wanted to be with Sutton, what I need to see Richard do is bring, like, is just like come down to her and talk to her face to face.
He needs to do a cat.
Yeah, he does.
I'm just saying. Now, that is something where you're like, oh,
which
wow.
I love that you brought that up because that slide right into that topic, which is Kat and Adina. Man.
Kadina.
This was like a roller coaster of emotions. We're up, we're down, we're up, we're not, nothing's happening, you know. So, and first of all, can we talk about that they were in the middle of an airport?
Getting it
I know.
On.
I was thinking that too. Like, what?
But there's like 1,001 cameras looking at you and everything that you're doing.
And not like hiding in a bathroom. They're like
they're
out
like
in the lounge.
I'm just like, I just thought that was funny. I mean, obviously I know it's TV, so like anything's possible, but I'm like, but
I'm like, who's doing it in international lounge?
Right.
And JFK.
I wish they didn't do it like that. Like, to me, I was only thinking the whole time, like, okay, that's really weird. It's really awkward.
Like, someone
can see, like, they have rooms that you can, like, rent.
Yeah.
In airports. Like, if you're staying overnight, if you have, like, a layover, like,
and then, like, because, like, they're two women, I just felt like it's more intimate with women. So I'm like, God damn it. They're, like, an open lounge. Like, I feel like a guy and a girl, you can just quickly be like, oh, whatever.
And I'm wondering, but, I was wondering, like, because I know, obviously, she spent $11,000
ridiculous.
On this ticket to get just through security. Like, guys,
crazy.
She didn't go, like, she wasn't even intending on flying. She just was intending to buy this ticket to get through security, which I can't even imagine, like.
That's what Richard needs to be doing.
Right.
Yeah.
But I'm just wondering if, because, like, you know how she was, like, obviously first class or whatever? Was that, like, I don't know. Is that like a one-person lounge that she walked into that was some sort of penthouse? Like, I don't know. I'm just trying to rationalize the fact that they were in the middle of.
I think it's
a
like
lounge.
An exclusive, fancy, like rich person lounge.
Like maybe they knew.
No. No, it's when you fly first class on an airline, there's like different lounges that they have that you can go hang out at.
But, like,
and they
was
have
it their
food.
Own personal one?
No,
they waited until like it was like 3 a.m. when
they
like died down.
Like, they closed it down. They're not open all night long, but they do have food for you, and they have like champagne and like all these different things. But they're not open. been all day. I think they just, that's why they built the fort and, like, right. all of that, because then they were by themselves.
I know. I was just, like, trying to figure out, like, the reality. I was like, I was trying to make it so, like, maybe they're in a room somewhere that we don't know about. Like, I don't know. But, I mean, but let's not say, and let's back up Becca here, because she can't speak for herself, but I know she's excited that Kadena is back together, and there's just so much passion between them, and I hate that here we are again, and they're not together.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like I love it, but then I hate it at the same time.
It brings us through so many emotions because they're so good together, but then they can never be.
That's what sucks. It's like, Kat is so romantic, and I love it. Like, I'm upset that she spent that much money to get through.
We were all like, what
the hell? Yeah. Must be nice to be rich. Right. Tiffany Mendez said they went out with a bang, literally.
Oh, yes, they did.
So, Renji said maybe the $11,000 would be the reason season 2 would show Kat's parents, because they're both therapists. Right. So that'd be awesome. Anything else? Everyone's really excited about Kadena.
My new boyfriend says, I don't find the chemistry between Adina and Kat to be believable.
Ooh, really? Why is that official Seaside calling you out?
Yeah, I find it very believable.
And Peyton Fifth Girl said Adina and Kat had some major chemistry, and I love the fact that they banged in the airport. Me too, girl.
Gosh.
That's like beautiful, like going, sending you home with a bang, and it's awesome. I'm just upset that she spent all that money.
I know. We were all like, oh gosh. No, I think that they have something special, and I'm just kind of curious as to where it can go from now, because like the whole 9 episodes, they have literally, they were together and they were separate, and then they were together and then they're separate, and now they're together and now they're leaving again. And it's just kind of like, what more can we do? If this needs to work, like, we can't be separated anymore. Like, we need them to be together as a couple.
I think that this show is kind of one of those that kind of puts you in real-life situations often. And I think I wouldn't be surprised if we do see somewhat of, like, a long-distance relationship and what it's like to be in a long-distance relationship and, like, the struggles that you go through in a long-distance relationship, because you don't really see that on TV. Most of the time, every relationship is just, oh, we're here, like, we see each other.
They meet each other in 3 days, they're in love, it goes
they live with each other. That's
and then
true.
They get married and
I
stuff.
Love that.
And you
That's
never true. Really see, like, the struggle of, like, somebody who's doing a long distance, and when you don't know when's the next time you're going to see each other, but you believe in each other, and, like, your love is strong enough to get you through that, like, sort of way. And I'm speaking because, like, I am in a long-distance relationship. So that's why,
beautiful.
Like, I think it's really nice to be able to see that, like, and to just kind of show people that if you really want something, you can have it. Like, nothing is impossible.
I agree with that.
I just,
and that's what it means, like, when it's meant to be. Like, if you want something, you're going to fight for it.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. And I love that.
So I think it would be really nice to maybe see that, like, with them.
I love that, Carla.
I love that. I just want to say, I think also this relationship might actually test and push Kat, because she always says, I've never had an adventure. I never did anything crazy. Right. So this actually may push her and be like, are you going to go visit Adina? Mm-hmm. Are you going to actually get on that plane with that passport and do something crazy that you've never done before?
Right.
So I think that may also be, but you're absolutely right. If you want something, you're going to fight for it.
Yeah, and I mean, she has the money to go.
Obviously. And she can take a break from work.
She's paid enough time at work where she would probably have vacation time, even if it was just for a week.
Tiffany Mendez says, I'm so sorry. She says, listen, as a lesbian woman of color myself, I'm happy to see the kind of representation on television.
Oh, yes.
I think we all are. I think we all love it.
It's beautiful. Ain't nobody got time for a long distance relationship. That's Divinity Rocks.
Oh, man. Divinity Rocks.
Divinity Rocks.
Let's believe in love.
No, we're here for love.
We're here for love. We're in it for love. We're in it for all the relationships.
I just want to draw a parallel really quickly.
Yeah.
We thought Jane in the beginning was the non-risk taker, the one who plays by the rules and, you know, stays, like, between the lines or whatever. Right. And Kat was the opposite, always kind of, like, testing the limits and, you know, charging at different scary opportunities with, like, fearlessness. But now we're seeing Kat is too afraid to get on, like, abandon her life and abandon the normalcy that she's grown used to, you know, be used to. And she won't go on a flight to the Middle East. And Jane is taking a risk. Scary opportunity.
Yeah. You are absolutely right. Like, they're the complete opposite. Like, the but I like that.
And their characters are completely different than what we were introduced to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's a great point that you bring up. And it just kind of, like, pulls that full circle fear into play where, you know, fear does block us from doing a lot of things in our lives because mm-hmm. it's the fear of, we were just talking about this before the show started, but if anybody ever watched Cinderella's story, it was never let the fear of striking out keep you from playing the game. And it's very true.
You guys are so cute.
Because
I love it.
If you, you know, if you're, and sometimes I literally, that quote has stuck with me and I just feel like this episode was kind of all about, you know, not letting your fears get the better of you. And I think we all do that. And it sucks that that's a part of, or stinks because that's a part of our brain and how we work is that we're so scared to do anything super out of the normal and kind of off path. You know?
Fear will cripple you, whether it's like work or something that you've been dreaming about doing your whole life, relationships. And that's something that I feel like sometimes we have to get out of our heads. And this is a talk that I have with myself every day with my friends. And I'll see all these great motivational quotes on like Instagram about fear. So I really love this episode because it is about getting out of your head and doing something that scares the shit out of you. Quote unquote from Jacqueline. Right. You know what I'm saying? So I think this is one thing that we do love about the Bold Type because we can all see ourselves in one of the characters, something that's going on the show because it's so real. Mm-hmm. Shout out to the Bold Type writers.
Yeah.
Seriously.
And you're one of them.
Right? I am one of the Bold Type writers, so just letting you guys know that.
We seriously, I mean, we continuously praise this show because it's so important and it gives great messages to young women and adults. I read a quote today, I think on Twitter, about somebody saying how it's the perfect combination of kind of teens to adulthood. And it really just kind of opens up this vertical for us to all talk about things that we're all feeling and we're all too scared to I feel like we all just need to chat about how we're feeling about work and be there for one another. We're all supportive of each other and just talk to your friends about any struggles you're going through. You know what I mean? I feel like everybody just needs to chat and just this show kind of opens up that window, I think, for it. But before we wrap up this episode, why don't we get some predictions for the season finale?
After Buzz TV predictions.
Ooh, all right, Kia. Ooh. It's all you, girl.
Since this theme was the universe, we talked about this. Carla tweeted something great about the universe. One, we're going to put into the universe, I just said to the chat, for season two, throwing it out. I feel like a psychic, throwing it out. And since I am a writer, and I feel like I've been right about my predictions this whole season. So let's see what's happening. Next week is the season finale. And I think that even though Jane took the job with Insight, I feel like the season finale, bless up. I hope that they do come back with the season two. I don't think next week's episode we're going to know if she's going or not.
Right.
Like, I think next week we're going to be torn between, I feel like Jacqueline's going to give her something great. She's going to be torn between staying. Her friends are still there. And I think we're going to see that. And then when season two comes back, then we'll know if she's at Inside or not. I think her and Pinstripe are going to try to work it out because, like he told her, Jane, don't overthink it. I like you. Well, he didn't say that, but that's what he's saying. I like you. I feel like Sutton and Alex had sex. Well, they did have sex. I feel like, I don't think Sutton regrets it, but I think that she likes him as a friend and the sex will. It's a sex thing, and I think that he has feelings for her more than she has feelings for him. And I think because she still loves Richard, that's going to be a thing. And I would love to see Richard push himself and actually fight for his girl. If you love this girl so much, come downstairs and fight for your girl. So that's something that I would love to see in the season finale. And Kat and Adina, I mean, I love it, but I hate it at the same time. And I feel bad for saying that. Because I love that they're a great couple, but it sucks because Adina went home. So I also believe season finale, we're going to see her struggling. Do I go? Do I not go? What's up? That's it. Sorry, guys.
Devin, it's your turn.
I have way less predictions. I do see Jane and Pinstripe getting together. I honestly can't say whether or not Jane will, go with the job with Insight, like continue to go with the job. I don't have any predictions with that. Kat and Adina, very hard for me to read. I don't know about that either. I wish I had something better, but I don't think it's going to work out, I guess. I don't really see that lasting. And then I think Sutton and Richard are going to rekindle their romance.
Ooh.
I agree that I think Sutton viewed Alex as a friend.
Yeah.
And I don't think that that's going to be anything else.
Yeah. I love that.
Carla's loving this.
She's here for anything to do with Richard.
I'm here for Team Sutter.
Yes.
All the way. Which actually I am, and this kind of goes away a little bit from predictions, but I do agree with you guys. I really liked the relationship that Richard and Sutton had because I liked the way that Richard was treating like Sutton, and just because that's, I feel like it was a really great way for him to be treating his like girlfriend. But now I'm like kind of a little bit disappointed disappointed. I do have to agree on that. I don't like the fact that he's not chasing her because he, you know, he should be. But going back to predictions, I think that Kat and Adina are obviously going to have a struggle. But I think they're probably going to try the long distance and they're going to see. I think Jane and Pinstripe are definitely going to go back together, and I don't think she's going to take the job for Insight. I think the season finale, something's going to happen because I think there's a party, and in the end, she's going to realize that, oh my gosh, like, what am I thinking? Because I think in this, the way it's going to end is, I think, I'm forgetting her name.
Sutton?
No.
Kat?
No.
Jacqueline?
Jacqueline.
There you go.
I think that Jacqueline's going to give, like, another speech that's going to speak to her heart.
I love
just
that.
Just the way that it circle. Did, like, when she first started as a writer. So I think it'll be, like, a reminder for her as to why she's working at Scarlet and why she started working at Scarlet. And I think that's about it. Oh, I'm hoping to see Sutton and Richard go back together, and just kind of Sutton tell Alex and put him back into, like, hey, you know what, like,
friend
this is what happened.
Him.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Poor
yeah.
thing.
Yeah, definitely agree on that. Sutton's yeah. definitely gonna friend zone Alex.
Yep.
That's not happening ever again. I feel like that's yeah. gonna be cut very dry. I think Richard and Alex. I mean, Richard and Sutton are gonna.
What if they hook up? What if Richard and Alex hook
man.
Up?
Oh man, that'd be a storyline. So I think Richard and Sutton are definitely going to get back together, but it'll be on the cusp of getting back together before they break for the season finale. I have a feeling that Jane is going to somehow still go to the job, but maybe there's, like, a flash forward, and then she ends up back at Scarlet, and then Pinstripe has the job at Insight. Or something like that. They're
okay.
They're definitely together. And then Kat and Adina, I kind of, whatever you were, like, what Carla was saying about the whole long distance thing, I think Kat and Adina are going to make it through. And I think she's going to maybe try to, and, you know, it'll be a fast forward, hopefully season two, where she had done a couple months remote with Adina and her. And where Adina lives. Those are kind of mine. Not too many, but do we have any in the chat before we
yes,
wrap up?
Yes, we have. Let's a lot in the chat about Richard and Sutton. So we have Tiffany said, I feel like Alex and Sutton could possibly happen again in the future, but I don't know. Official Seaside says, your boo, Devin. Sutton wears her heart on her sleeve and she will open up to Richard and tell him she wants him back.
Yes.
We had some really good ones. Tiffany said, Nakia, wouldn't you know because you're a writer? I can't tell you guys everything. I predict. Peyton, fifth girl, says, I predict that Kat will get on the plane and visit Adina. Sun and Alex might try to date, and Jane might have a tough choice to make.
Yes.
And I will do one more to close this out. No, that's not a prediction. From Divinity Rocks. Kat will realize she's in love with Adina, and she will get on the plane. Sun will be the only one left at Scarlet.
Oh, that is a great.
That's a really good.
That is a
ending
great.
Note.
Yeah, that's great awesome. Way to wrap up our predictions for episode 9. Very, very, very excited for the season finale next week. Thank you guys so much, as ever, for joining us in the chat. And make sure you tweet us. We want to hear your predictions throughout the rest of the week, leading us up to the season finale. And Kia, where can they find you on social media?
You guys can find me on all social media at Kiki Boom Boom. Thank you guys again for joining us in the chat. You guys are awesome.
And you guys can find me, I'm speaking directly to you, Pinstripe, on social media at Dining with Devin, and that's Devin with a Y.
And hey guys, I'm Carla Beltran, and you can follow me on my Instagram at Carla with a K, BEE Travels, and on my Twitter at Carla Beltran with an R at the end.
Hey guys, it's Allie Nasta. You can find me on Twitter at Allie Nasta and on Instagram at Allie Girl. And of course, follow AfterBuzz TV on all social media platforms and be sure to download us on iTunes for the podcast. Again, thank you guys so much, Bold Typewriters. You are amazing. We cannot wait to discuss the season finale. Have a great week. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.